right, son. John the Tosi, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 28th of December. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 169 BC, a menorah was lit to rededicate the Holy Temple of Jerusalem after 2 centuries of foreign rule and religious oppression and a 7-year revolt. The menorah would go on to burn for 8 days despite only having enough fuel in it for just 1 day, enough time to have new oil pressed and made ready. Thus, the Jewish people saw the birth of the holiday Hanukkah. Majorian was acclaimed emperor of the Western Roman Empire and recognized by Emperor Leo I the Thracian on December 28th in 457. 1065, Westminster Abbey was consecrated in England. 1795, construction of Yonge Street began, formerly recognized as the longest street in the world, began on today's date in what is known as Toronto, Canada. December 28th in 1836, South Australia and Adelaide were both founded, and on the same day, Spain recognised the independence of Mexico with the signing of the Santa Maria Calatrava Treaty. Harriet Tubman arrived in Auburn, New York on her last mission to free slaves, having evaded capture for 8 years on the Underground Railroad on December 28th in 1860. 1895, the Lumiere brothers held their first paid screening of projected motion pictures, a history-making presentation featuring 10 short films, including their first film, Workers Leaving the Lumiere Factory. And again on the same day in 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen published a paper detailing his discovery of a new type of radiation, which later would become known as X-rays. Very useful things if you need to see a thing inside of another thing. Where would we be without them? 1908, the Messina earthquake shook southern Italy, killing between 75 to 200,000 people. Floods in Clermont, Queensland claimed more than 60 lives on today's date in 1916. 1918, Constance Markievicz, while detained in Holloway Prison for her part in the Easter Rising, became the first woman to be elected MP to the British House of Commons. Didn't get to serve in her seat, but good on you, Constance. And just finally, you might remember this one. 1989, Newcastle was hit by Australia's only significant earthquake on record, measuring 5.6 on the Richter scale. 13 people died and 160 were injured, with a damage bill of some $4 billion. Luckily, and I didn't know this, that the number of people in Newcastle on the day of the quake was lower than usual due to a strike by local bus drivers. So who knows, could have been even worse if not for that strange little coincidence. Famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Someone we lost not too long ago, Stan Lee, born this day in 1922. The marvellous Maggie Smith is 84 this morning. Denzel Washington is 64, and tennis legend Pat Rafter is 46. Some famous musos for us as well. Chaz Hodges of Chaz and Dave, born today's date in 1943. Country singer Joe Diffie, 60 this morning. John Legend is 40. Kevin Goyer of The Story So Far is 27, but we're going out on this one this morning. This track going out to Edgar Winter. He's 72 today. Very talented guy, multi-instrumentalist and singer. Brother Johnny Winter, also a very talented muso. For the Edgar Winter Group, this is Frankenstein. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.